بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد. My brothers and sisters, this halaqa of ours on Wednesdays, this is the halaqa of what we call living Islam. And living Islam has to do with, is different from learning about Islam. It is the next step. After having learnt about Islam, we have to learn about Islam, because if you don't learn, you can't practice. But after you learn, the key is to practice it. For example, if you are learning and we memorize the ayat of the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَعَبُودِنِي وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered, and this is the ayat from relating to Musa alayhi salam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to pray. So if I memorize this ayah and I learn how to recite it correctly, with proper tajweed and so on, alhamdulillah, this is good. But then, when the time for salah comes, I do not pray, then it does not make any sense. Because we learned the ayah in order to pray. So if I don't learn the ayah, then of course I don't know Allah has given this hukam that I must pray, I don't know. But if once I know, if I'm not practicing it, then there is no benefit. The benefit of salah, for example, we know that the one, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the one who prays Salatul Isha by Jama'ah and then follows up by praying Salatul Fajr by Jama'ah, first of all, he will get 27 times the reward for praying that salah alone for Isha and for Fajr. And if he prays the Salatul Isha by Jama'ah and he prays Salatul Fajr by Jama'ah, then he will also get the reward of having worshipped the whole night. Right? So, as if he has stood in worship the whole night. Now, we know this. We have heard this hadith, we know this. But if we look at ourselves and we see, if I say, well, yesterday, did I pray Salatul Fajr and Salatul Isha by Jama'ah? I say, no. Before that? Day before that? No. Day before that? No. Then just knowing this hadith, is it beneficial? No. It's no use. Not only is it no use, but it's also, it can become a problem, because even after knowing, I did not do something. So one is I did not do because I did not know, but the other one is even after knowing, I did not do. So it's a bad thing. That is why Islam is not the name of a theory. Islam is not the name of an ideology alone. Islam is not the name of a philosophy. Islam is the name of a practice. Like judo is the name of a practice. Karate is the name of a practice. Aikido is the name of a practice. So the one who can win in a fight, who is the one? Who knows about judo or who practices judo? If I know about judo, I mean, if I memorize all the kitabs of the books of judo, and if somebody says, can you give me a 1 hour lecture on the origin of judo, where did it start from, and so on and so forth, and I can give you all those, I can give you that lecture. But when it actually comes to the fight, I don't know how to do it, then I will lose the fight. Even though I am a, within quotes, scholar of judo. Makes no difference. You have to know how to do the thing. If you don't know how to do it, you will still lose the fight, even though you are a scholar of judo. You are the hafiz of the kitab of judo, but this makes no use, because that kitab, you are not practicing it. So in the same way, I can be hafiz of the Quran, but if I am not living my life according to the Quran, then that hafiz of the Quran is not going to help me. It will not help me, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send His kitab for us only to memorize. Allah did not send His kitab for us only to recite. All of this we have to do. I mean, this does not mean I am against hifz. No. We must memorize, we must recite. If we are reciting, we must recite properly according to the usul of tajweed and so on and so forth. But that is not the purpose of the kitab to be sent for all mankind. What did Allah say? The kitab is for what? Hudal linnas. Hidayah for all of mankind. So the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came for us to learn from it and to apply it in our lives, so that our lives in this world can be beautiful and our life inshallah in the akhirah will be beautiful. We ask for this from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now if we look at the people who did this, because as I said, we are looking at people who, if we are looking at ourselves to say, are we practicing, then we should see those who practiced. So let me tell you this story about this one of the great Salafus Salihin, one of the great ulama of the Tabi'un, and his name was Hatim al-Asam. Hatim al-Asam rahmatullahi alayhi was the student of al-Shaqiq al-Balkhi rahmatullahi alayhi. And he was one of the greatest of the Tabi'un, he was one of the greatest scholars of the Tabi'un. And he was known, many of these scholars, they had some special fadail, the special things that they were known for. And Hatim al-Asam was known for his tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was something that he was famous for. Now, one day, a man came to him and he asked him, what is the secret? What is your secret? What is your secret based on which you have so much of reliance? Tawakkul means reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Relying only on Allah, nobody else. So he asked Hatim al-Asam rahmatullahi alayh, he said, what is the secret of this tawakkul? How did you reach there? Because the point is, we should all reach there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something which is the quality of the Muslims. Every one of us must reach there. So he asked him, I said, what is the secret of this? How did you gain this tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Hatim al-Asam rahmatullahi alayhi said four things. And I want you to think about these things and to reflect on them. The difference between today our teaching and learning and the teaching and learning of the Salafus Salihin is in the time they spent on reflection and practicing what they learnt. For me, teaching means to come and do a halakha for 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 45 minutes, 1 hour and go home. Halas, my job is done. May Allah forgive me for this. For most of us, we come and our job is to listen to that for 30, 40, 50 minutes and we go home. So it is like our job seems to be only to talk and to listen. That's it. But effect comes from amal. Effect comes from action, not from talking and listening. Talking and listening are required, because unless you talk and unless you listen, how do you know what to do? But once you have listened, then what? The Salafus Salihin, they did not approach deen like this. Hatim al-Asam rahmatullahi alayhi was a student and remained in the sohbat of al-Shaqiq al-Balqi for 30 years. And remember, he was not doing a 30-year course. He did not come and take admission into the Darul Uloom headed by Shaqiq al-Balqi. No, there was no Darul Uloom. They came in the khidmat of the Shaykh and they stayed there for as long as it took to do what they needed to do. 30 years. Now, this was not unique. This is something that was the practice of the time, because even Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi says, I studied adab for 30 years before I approached knowledge. What is adab? Part of adab is how to sit. Now see here, mashallah, all those children, small children, sitting silently, doing their job. This is adab. Alhamdulillah, may Allah bless them, may Allah bless their mothers, may Allah bless the people. They are keeping them. I mean, they are sitting there, mashallah. There is no disturbance for us. Alhamdulillah, everything is happening beautifully. You've got young people sitting here. This is adab. Without adab, we cannot get knowledge, no matter what. It starts with adab. The foundation of knowledge is adab. How do you behave in the house of Allah? How do you behave in the presence of the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How do you behave in the presence of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So Hatim al-Asam, rahmatullahi alayhi, this man came to him and he asked him, what is the secret of this tawakkul of yours? How did you reach this level where you have so much reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we see this from the radiance of your face? We see this from the fact that you are so completely at peace. There is no stress in your face. It looks like as if you have no worry in the world, nothing at all. I mean, how is it possible? You are a human being like all of us. How is it possible that you are in this state? What did you do? What is the secret? Now, Hatim al-Asam rahmatullahi told him, this is because of four things. So I want you to listen to this carefully. He said four things. He said, the first thing is that I became convinced and it entered my heart that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu has written for me, my rizq, nobody else can eat. He said that I became convinced and it entered my heart that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu has written for me, nobody else can take. So I do not worry about that. What Allah has written for me, I will get. Now understand this. I want to go explain each of these inshallah to the best of my ability. This does not mean that you don't work. It does not mean that you don't make effort. No. What did Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu say on this subject of tawakkul? He said it is like a bird which leaves its nest in the morning hungry and returns to the nest in the evening with the belly full. Yes? See the example that he gave. He said, it is like a bird which leaves its nest in the morning hungry and returns to the nest in the evening with the belly full. Did he say the bird stays in the nest and the food will come to the bird? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feeds the bird but not in the nest. So understand that effort has to be made. This is also min Allah ta'ala. This is the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Right? Let it go such. When the salah is over, then what do you do? وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Go and search for the fadl of Allah. The fadl of Allah is there. Allah did not say, go and create the fadl. Allah did not say, you know, you help me to feed you. No, Allah said, it is there, go find it. Go find it. وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. But when it comes to the salah itself, what did Allah say? Same ayat earlier. وَإِذَا نُودِيَ لِسَلَاتِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَزَرُوا الْبَيْءِ. Allah said, run towards the salah. Run towards the zikr of Allah. Leave your business. And when the salah is over, وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Go search for the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So making the effort for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making the effort because Allah commanded us to make the effort, alhamdulillah, this is good. And if we make the effort and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do this, وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ, and then what did Allah say? ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Allah said, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a great deal while you are engaged in your business, while you are engaged in searching for the fadl of Allah, don't forget Allah. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we do that, then inshallah al-musta'an, our kasab in the line, our effort in the line of earning becomes an ibadah, becomes an act of worship by itself. Because you are doing it to please Allah. You are doing it according to the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us, which is you are doing halal, you are not doing haram. And you are continuously remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while you are engaged in it. So it becomes a ibadah by itself. You will not lie, you will not cheat, you will not deal in anything haram. You will not forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, time for salah, you will pray, you will not delay your salah, you won't say I'm busy. No, busy. By this work is for the pleasure of Allah. So what busy? When time for salah, I have to pray. Time for when I have to pray zakat? Yes, I will pay zakat. I will give more. Charity, good deeds. I will do all that. So what does he say? Hatim al-Asam, rahmatullahi alayhi. First point. I became convinced and I understood that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for me, nobody else can take. So I do not worry about that. I make the effort what I have to make. But I'm not stressed out. I'm not losing sleep. I'm not wondering, oh my God, what will happen tomorrow? No. Alhamdulillah, peace and tranquility in the heart. First thing. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.